Dallas. I want to thank you guys. And if you're listening to Los Angeles and all those other cities, welcome also back to the Valder Beebe Show. Hopefully you enjoyed the music while I was gone, but I'm back. I am back with Edward Jones to give us some, you know what they do. They're the best at money. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me on your show, Doubter.
That's great. You know, you guys did a survey recently. Tell me about this survey.
Yeah, you know, it was a recent survey in November of 2019. And the survey was really, it was 2007 men and women 18 years and older. And it was about money. And the survey showed that 81% of the Americans felt in control of their financial situation. However, there were a lot of mix of emotions as it relates to, you know, how they feel about money. So 81% feel in control, but only 21% actually feel happy when it comes to, you know, thinking about saving their money. So that was interesting to see that only 21% were happy about how they were saving.
I wanted to let you guys know I'm talking to Jesse Abercrombie. He's with Edward Jones. And if you are baby boomers, you got to get your money straight. Okay, that survey, give me some more details about it so that we can be really connected to this.
Yeah, so a couple of other things that came from it was that, you know, most Americans, 92% of us recognize that, you know, there's some room for improvement. You know, when you think about saving, one of the biggest issues that's out there is how do you balance all of this? How do you save money? How do you pay off any existing debts that you might have? And then how do you also do this and save for retirement at the same time? That's what most Americans, that the stress that comes with that, is where they're starting to find that, hey, if I can put together a plan, then we're going to be okay in the long run.
What's the strength of Edward Jones for a group of people called baby boomers? Because, Jesse, that's my audience. These are the 74.9 million people who are out there, and they have to get a handle on their life, or life's going to be different as 10,000 of them retire every day.
Absolutely. One of the things that I tell my baby boomer clients is, you know, there's a saying by a guy actually from Dallas, Texas, Zig Ziglar. He says, you know, you're still a spring chicken, which means it's never too late to start saving. But it's very important to make sure that you do start saving at some point. The power of compound interest has a really big effect. I mean, they called it the eighth wonder of the world at one point. And that's really the benefit of starting saving earlier. Now, if you can start in your 20s, that's great. But what if you are a baby boomer and you're looking to, you know, retire here in the next 10 years? You know, making sure that some kind of plan is put forth in action now is better than not doing anything at all.
Okay. So will Edward Jones help us with that compound interest? Because I'm really good at managing my own little bitty money here. And I can't find really compound interest on a normal level, like a CD or savings account. The interest rate is so low.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that our firm's advisors do is they sit down with people, and, you know, it's important to make sure first that you have adequate savings, and that's 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. And, you know, that needs to be somewhere in a cash or money market. But after you exceeded that 3 or 6 months worth of expenses, that's where you start looking at places that, you know, I like to put things in different buckets, a conservative bucket, a more growth-oriented bucket, and those are places you put money after you've saved and you make sure that the emergency funds have been set aside. And yes, our advisors are able to help, and we help with clients in that regard all over the country.
Are you guys a little more gentle with baby boomers? Because some baby boomers have not saved throughout their lifetime. I know that sounds like a no-no to say, but they have not. Maybe life has been really challenging for them, and now they know they've got to save. So they've got to have someone that they can trust. Someone's going to say, look, hey, we're going to walk you down this, and we're going to help you survive this. Not only survive, we're going to help you thrive. Is Edward Jones that kind of company?
Yeah, we are. We try to tell clients, make sure they have an accountability partner. So an accountability partner can be a family member or it can be a financial advisor. I like for my clients to have both. And one of the questions I'll ask clients, they'll say, well, let's imagine you're 10 years out. 10 years from now, what are some of the things that you would like to have accomplished financially? And so I'll ask them, keep telling me more. What are the things that are important to you? And the next thing I'll ask is, who knows about this? Who knows about these goals that you have, whether they're short-term or intermediate goals? And we're hoping that they have family members, but if they don't, then that's when we welcome them to our family of clients.
I like what you're saying. Where can my audience get some more information about you and Edward Jones?
Yes, the website address is www.edwardjones.com/relationship.
Jesse Abercrombie, I thank you so very much for helping my Dallas and nationwide customers. You guys head on over to that address. You need some help. I know you do. You keep telling me. Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate you.
Thanks, Evie.